Lights go down and the night is calling to me, yeah. I hear.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor, and today is a special day because we have a new host with us, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Hey guys, my name's Lisa, and I'm really excited about recording this today. So I hope you enjoy listening to this, and I look forward to recording more lessons for you guys to listen to in the future.
Yeah, so it should be fun. And today we are bringing you an elementary lesson. This one is about something we all love. Noodles. So there are so many times when you get hungry, but you don't have the energy to cook a big meal. So you want those fast instant noodles. So today we have a dialogue between two people, Cecilia and Aaron, and it's late at night and Cecilia is hungry, but she doesn't want to cook a meal. So she's going to cook some instant noodles. Let's take a listen and come back.
Dialogue first time.
Honey, I'm a bit hungry. Do we have anything to nibble on?
I'm actually starving. Why don't we make instant noodles?
They're not the healthiest.
Come on, only once in a while.
Okay. Do we have any spicy Korean instant noodles?
I think we ran out. But I just bought some dry instant noodles. Do you want some?
I prefer something with a broth.
How about beef instant noodles? We still have one bag left.
We're in luck. Oh, I love midnight snacks.
Dialogue, second time.
Honey, I'm a bit hungry. Do we have anything to nibble on?
I'm actually starving. Why don't we make instant noodles?
They're not the healthiest.
Come on, only once in a while.
Okay. Do we have any spicy Korean instant noodles?
I think we ran out. But I just bought some dry instant noodles. Do you want some?
I prefer something with a broth.
How about beef instant noodles? We still have one bag left.
We're in luck. Oh, I love midnight snacks. So we just heard the dialogue between Cecilia and Aaron, and they sound like a really cute couple. Now let's go in to talk about a little bit of the expressions they use.
For sure, yeah. So the first one you see is this word honey. And this is not like the food honey that you put on your toast or something. I like to do that. This is just a word we say to people we love. We also say like sweetie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweetie, honey. And, you know, you can use these to somebody you love, like a boyfriend or girlfriend, but I would not say this to your friend.
No, but it's also used for like young children as well.
Yeah, for sure. Like a parent to their child, like, honey, oh, come here, honey. And so Cecilia is a bit hungry. She would like something to nibble on.
Yeah, so nibble on means to eat something in small bites.
Yeah, for sure. When I'm a little bit hungry, like I don't want to eat a full meal. Like I don't want a big steak and potatoes. Actually, I don't really even like steak and potatoes that much. But something like chips, right? Or sometimes people like to eat peanuts for a snack.
Yeah, as well as popcorn or anything when you're watching movies.
Oh, popcorn for sure. Yeah, I love to eat popcorn. So nibble on is usually when you want a snack, right? Just a small meal. Something we also say is snack on, right?
So normally we say like snack on or munch on.
Yeah.
It's basically any time you want to eat just something small.
Something small, yeah. A common example of this would be before you eat a big meal, sometimes you like to eat an appetizer. And so appetizers are good for nibbling on, like at a party or something.
Yeah. So now you guys get understand what nibble on means. And let's look at what Aaron says. So he actually says that I'm starving.
Starving, yeah. So starving is kind of interesting here because starve is like when you can't eat and you're going to die. It's kind of a scary thing, but in this case, we use it kind of to say I'm really, 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 really hungry, right? Like if I couldn't eat lunch today, like I ate breakfast, but I didn't have any time to eat lunch and it's already dinner time. Oh man, my stomach is making sounds. I'm starving.
Yeah, so starving is just another way to say that you're really hungry, but it shows a little bit more personality.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's interesting. It's funny, right? I'm starving. And we use this all the time.
Okay, so Aaron here suggests that why don't we make instant noodles? And what are instant noodles? Okay, so in China, you guys often say convenient noodles. But in English, we actually say instant noodles. So what does instant mean?
Yeah, instant. So it's something that I can have right now. I don't have to wait. And it's really like easy usually. Like I want it now. I want it instantly. That's the adverb form of this one. Some examples of this would be like instant coffee. I don't like instant coffee because it's too cheap or something. Instant soup. Maybe. And there's lots of examples of instant, like when you just add water, it's so easy. You can make it in like 2 minutes. And what are some other examples?
Well, we've got instant rice as well.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course. Instant rice. Yeah. It's so easy. You don't have to wait 25 minutes for rice to cook or boil.
No, these days, all you need is a microwave.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I also really like to have instant oatmeal in the morning.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, I like to put raisins in mine and cinnamon.
Yeah. Make it a little fancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but the problem with things that are instant is that they're not the healthiest.
That's true. They're not the healthiest. So this is kind of a really useful expression. Healthiest, it kind of means most healthy. And usually we have a noun after that. But we say this all the time. It's a polite way to say it's not healthy, actually. Like, for example, if I want to say something, the way you're doing it is not a good way. I'll say something like, actually, the way you're doing it is not the best way.
Yeah, so when we say not the best way or not the healthiest, it's basically a softer, right, version of it.
Yeah, for
sure. And I could also say like something like, it's not the greatest.
It's not the greatest, exactly. Yeah, like if you saw a movie you didn't like, it's not the greatest. And that's just, you know, it's polite.
Yeah. Okay, but how does Aaron respond to that?
Well, he's trying to convince her. He really wants to try this. So he says, come on, only once in a while.
Okay, so this is a really good phrase, and I love using this phrase. So come on has a lot of different meanings. But in this context, it means that someone, Aaron actually, is trying to get Cecilia to agree with him.
Yeah, agree. Yeah. And this has, like you said, many different meanings. But let's practice the one we use here because it's kind of important how you say it. You don't just say, come on. You have to kind of move your voice. And in this case, it's kind of like, come on. And like, maybe you could say it a few different ways.
Come on.
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah, like, come on. And he's trying to convince her, let's do this, because it's only something you do once in a while. And once in a while just means?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. It's very simple. We only use this expression once in a while, once in a while. We only say once in a while sometimes.
Yeah, so once in a while just means that it's sometimes, meaning it's not frequent. And we also use it with expressions like every so often. So every so often is very similar to once in a while and sometimes.
That's right. Yeah, for sure. And so now Cecilia, she says, okay. This is kind of like after someone says, come on, let's do it. Okay, you convinced me. But she wants spicy Korean noodles, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. The problem with that is that they ran out.
Okay, so run out. Run out means that we don't have any left.
Yeah, that's right. Like when you use something or you finish something or you sell something and you have no more. This always happens to me. I run out of milk. So like I go to make some cereal or something in my house and no more milk. That means I have to go buy more milk because I ran out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you have just a little bit left, then maybe I'm going to say, I think we are running out.
That's a good point. Yeah, we're running out of milk. We should get more before we completely run out.
Okay, so Aaron is suggesting different kinds of noodles. And here he's asking her if she wants some dry instant noodles, which they currently have. But Cecilia wants to have something with a broth.
Yeah, broth. So here's a new word for you. This is a really good one if you're talking about soup or noodles or something like that. Often some of my students will say they like to have the soup, but what they mean is the water part, like not the noodles, not the meat, not the vegetables, the water, and that's called the broth.
Okay, so as you can see, broth and soup are pretty similar, but broth just tends to mean the water part. And a lot of Chinese soups are mainly just broth. So for example, you have chicken soups or any kind of like ginger soup.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And these are often just broths.
That's right, yeah. There's a kind of soup called stew, and that has lots of pieces, lots of meat, lots of vegetables, not much broth, not much water, just a lot of pieces.
Okay, so Aaron suggests that they have some beef instant noodles because they still have one bag left.
Yeah, and so Cecilia says, we're in luck. This is another great expression that we use all the time when we feel lucky.
Okay, so we tend to say we're in luck because if we say we are so lucky, then this sounds a little bit childish.
Yeah, just a little bit. And we often use this when we introduce something like, I'm going to say, oh, you're in luck. I have one more for you. You know, if you're like going to buy something and it's the last iPhone in the store and you got it. And it's like, oh, I'm in luck. Yay, I got it.
Yeah, but on the other hand, if you go to a store and they don't have any left, then they'll probably say to you, I'm sorry, you're out of luck.
Yeah, so just this one, you could say it to your friends or you could say it to yourself. I'm out of luck. I can't get this one. And so we use these prepositions in this way, in luck, out of luck, not out luck, right?
No.
Out of luck. So just make sure you say that one as well. And then finally, Cecilia finishes it by saying, I love midnight snacks.
Yeah, so midnight snacks, this is something that we eat really late at night. And it doesn't have to be at midnight. It could be maybe at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Or even 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And we often say this to like little kids. Little kids usually have to go to bed early. And so for them, if they eat a snack, like a small meal at like 8 p.m. or 9 p.m., that's a midnight snack. It's not really always at 12 a.m., the middle of the night. But could it be the middle of the night, too?
It totally could be the middle of the night. But
yeah,
I think for children, it just sounds more exciting for them when it's midnight.
Mm-hmm, yeah, or sometimes like if you wake up at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. and you just feel a little bit hungry and you want to have some... For me, I like cheese and crackers. Just a little snack. It's easy to make and it's small.
All right, so when I was studying in university, something that I like to have as a midnight snack was actually macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that's right. Mac and cheese, I love that. And that's true. It doesn't have to be something like cheese and crackers. It could be macaroni and cheese, and it could be instant noodles. So why don't we listen to the dialogue one more time?
Dialogue first time.
Honey, I'm a bit hungry. Do we have anything to nibble on?
I'm actually starving. Why don't we make instant noodles?
They're not the healthiest.
Come on, only once in a while.
Okay. Do we have any spicy Korean instant noodles?
I think we ran out. But I just bought some dry instant noodles. Do you want some?
I prefer something with a broth.
How about beef instant noodles? We still have one bag left.
We're in luck. Oh, I love midnight snacks.
Dialogue, second time.
Honey, I'm a bit hungry. Do we have anything to nibble on?
I'm actually starving. Why don't we make instant noodles?
They're not the healthiest.
Come on, only once in a while.
Okay. Do we have any spicy Korean instant noodles?
I think we ran out. But I just bought some dry instant noodles. Do you want some?
I prefer something with a broth.
How about beef instant noodles? We still have one bag left.
We're in luck. Oh, I love midnight snacks.
So we just heard the dialogue again, and this was a very practical lesson because we all love noodles. And if there's one really important thing to remember in this lesson is that it's called instant noodles, not convenient noodles. And so actually this was Lisa's first lesson with us here at Open Language, and I think she did a really great job. Lisa, how do you feel after your first lesson?
I feel really good. It was actually really fun recording this. And yeah, I've never been in a recording studio, so it was a great opportunity for me. And I am really looking forward to continuing recording more lessons.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure all of you guys are going to hear a lot more from Lisa and I as we continue these lessons. So what about you guys? What is your favorite kind or brand or flavor of instant noodles? And what kinds of snacks do you like to nibble on? Or do you like broth or do you like dry noodles? And let us know in the comments, and also be sure to send Lisa some love in the comments. We always look forward to talking to you guys in the comments, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.